Chapter 37 Sunday, 11:12 p.m. She crouched down among the fallen leaves, cowering like a rabbit run to the ground by a pack of wolves. No, not wolves. Foxes. Tonight, she was the one doing the hunting. She caressed the gun. It was lighter than she thought. No heft to it at all. Cradling it in her hands, she squinted along the top of the barrel like she'd seen men do in movies. Centered her sights on the woman in red, picking her way across the soccer field. Had she lied? Maybe she couldn't kill. "Vixen can," a voice echoed through her mind. Was she Vixen? Was that who she was? Better that than returning to her old life, or to the person she was in the black place, back in the barn. That person was weak, had given up, surrendered. She deserved to die, be left behind, abandoned in the dark. Wind rustled the tree branches above her. She looked around, deciding upon the best route. The woods were dark, but they weren't frightening. Not like the other place. The place where there'd been no hope of light. Something scurried near her foot. Snakes? She aimed the gun and surprised herself when she didn't pull the trigger. No need. She wasn't afraid. Not of snakes, not of the blackness, not of killing. She wasn't that girl anymore. Burroughs watched Cindy through a pair of NVGs scrounged from one of the SWAT guys. His one and only job on this op was keeping Cindy safe. His hand clenched the grip of his Glock. He couldn't believe the way Guardino had played him. She was so far off the grid on this one, NASA would have a hard time finding her using the goddamn Hubble. Cindy began running toward the woods. "Ashley?" "Stop, Cindy, stop! Stay where you are!" Burroughs's shout went unheeded. He left his position in the trees on the near side of the field. It left him exposed, but he was the closest to Cindy's position. He watched in horror as Ashley Yeager smiled at Cindy. Then she raised a gun and shot the reporter. "Shots fired! Shots fired!" Voices collided over the comm channel. Armed men began to swarm the area. Cindy stretched a hand out to Ashley, as if begging for help, then fell face first onto the ground. Burroughs ran so hard his breathing drowned out the chatter on the comm. Ashley had vanished back into the woods. He skidded on the grass, stopping beside Cindy's body, placing himself between her and Ashley's last position. Carefully, he rolled the reporter over. Her face was pale, and her hand clutched her chest, where a dark mark smeared her silk blouse. "Cindy, are you all right?" he asked, tugging her blouse open to examine the Kevlar vest she wore beneath it. No sign of any injury. "That girl tried to kill me," she finally said, her eyes fluttering open. "That bitch!" She sat up, brushing mud and grass from her blouse. "She's going to pay for this!" "What happened?" Burroughs asked, still finding no gunshot wounds. No wounds at all. "Are you deaf? She shot me!" She gestured at him to help her up. "Well, at me. I tripped." "Oh, damn. Would you look at that? Broke my heel clean off. These shoes cost me $1,200. Burroughs hoisted her back onto her feet. He wasn't sure if he was laughing at her adrenaline-inspired prattling or the fact that she was still alive. "Hey, this is nothing to laugh about. Those were Manolo Blahniks." Lucy's jaws ground together, sending a shockwave of frustration down her neck. She kept her hands out, posing no threat as she slowly turned to face Fletcher. He wore an FBI blazer and cap, and carried a Glock 21, the same gun that FBI and ICE agents used. 40 caliber and capable of putting a very large hole into a person's body, especially at point-blank range. "Hey there, Jimmy," she drawled, hoping someone in the tangle of voices on the comlink was listening. "You should have left my mother alone, Lucy. That wasn't very nice of you," Your mother killed herself. I didn't have anything to do with it. She still held her binoculars. They were heavy, but Fletcher didn't seem to see them or her as a threat. The sounds of men calling for an ambulance and searching the woods for Ashley carried through her earbud. She told me everything before she died, Fletcher said. Told me it was your fault. Like I forced her to steal medications from her neighbor and take them just in time so she could die on camera? Yeah, Jimmy, that's my fault.
You drove her to it!
She was using me, just like she used you all your life. She never loved you, Jimmy.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know anything about the love between a mother and a child. Look at the way you abandoned yours.
An image of Megan and Nick, their faces crushed by sorrow, filled her vision. She blinked it back, focusing on Fletcher and his gun.
She wasn't even your mother, Jimmy.
Shut up!
Did she ever tell you the truth about your father? As she spoke, Lucy spotted movement from the woods. Ashley. Instead of stepping out into the open, the girl crept along the shadow's edge, behind Fletcher's back, and invisible to anyone except Lucy.
100 times! My father saved my mother's life. They were soulmates.
Wrong, Jimmy. Your father was a con artist, and so was your mother. And when she got too old for him, he picked up other women. Girls, really. Dozens of them. Did your mother ever tell you how he died?
He's dead? Are you sure?
His voice dropped. A wistful boy who spent a lifetime in search of his father. Unfortunately, the muzzle never wavered. He died the day you were born. Alicia killed him. And your mother. Lucy met his eyes, kept his attention cemented on her. I saw the autopsy reports. Alicia killed your father because he was defending your mother, your real mother. And then Alicia sliced you from your mother's belly, left her to bleed to death, and took you for her own. That was the kind of woman Alicia was, Jimmy. His eyes were wide with fear or anger or surprise. She wasn't sure what, but he was listening and thinking hard. She held her free hand out, keeping the binoculars in her other hand down by her side, out of his center of attention.
It's over, Jimmy.
Give me the gun. The movement in the woods stopped. Ashley took a step forward, a gun in her hand, aimed at Lucy and Fletcher.
You deserved better than her, Jimmy,
Lucy continued, trying to coax him from Alicia's tendrils. Give me the gun, and I'll introduce you to your real mother, the one who gave her life for you. A single tear escaped from his eye. Lucy thought she had him. Then Ashley spoke up.
I did it. I did what you said. Where's Bobby?
Fletcher glanced over at Ashley. Lucy swung the binoculars, smashing his gun hand into the side of the blazer. His Glock skidded across the SUV's roof, landing somewhere in the darkness beyond. She followed up with another swing aimed at his head. Fletcher blocked it, using the binocular straps to pull her off balance, kicking her legs out from under her. Lucy thudded against the gravel, pain stealing her breath as the impact thundered through her left shoulder.
I knew you could do it,
he turned to Ashley.
You and me, we belong together.
Lucy looked up just as Ashley raised the gun and aimed it at her. Ashley's finger tightened on the trigger. Adrenaline crashed over Lucy, leaving no room for fear. She rolled beneath the SUV, seeking cover, knowing she couldn't move faster than a bullet. Nothing happened. Fletcher laughed.
I only gave you one bullet. It was a test and you passed. You did great, Ashley. Now come with me.
Ashley looked down at the useless gun in her hand, her face scrunching with confusion. An ambulance's siren and lights pierced the night, gravel flying as it sped towards them. Fletcher yanked at Ashley's arm, trying to pull her with him. She took a step in his direction.
No!
Lucy called, rolling out from beneath the blazer and rushing forward. Fletcher whirled, fumbling to draw her service weapon from his jacket pocket. Lucy changed trajectories and tackled Ashley, covering her with her body. The ambulance screeched to a halt, a few feet away from her, its headlights blinding Lucy. When she looked around, Fletcher had vanished.